Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
We have a phrase on this show. We love drama. But other people's drama.
Other people's drama.
Not our own.
Yes.
This is kind of our own.
Oh.
And we don't like this. So, trade deadline is approaching here. So we have, let's see, 15 days, 2 weeks and a day-ish until the trade deadline of Major League Baseball. I don't know what's going to happen. But, I had some calls over the weekend. I don't usually do a whole lot of phone college, but this one came to me. Just talking about, what's going to happen with, what's going to happen with the Rangers come trade deadline? Now, we had John Morosi on yesterday. And he's like, I think the Rangers are going to be buyers. They're more likely to buy than sell. And you and I have pretty much been on the let's kind of go for it here. And I think Chris Young is leaning in that same direction. Let's kind of go for it.
Morosi was very positive. He's like, in the American League, if you're in the Rangers position, you are in it. And then Morosi was sitting there talking about buying pitching. We'll get to that later on because I think it's a more interesting, longer discussion. But Morosi was upbeat on behalf of the Rangers and saying, yeah, go get a closer or another starter because Marcus Semien is the X factor in your offense who has woken up.
He's woken up. Corey Seager is
Morosi was great yesterday.
Fire. Yeah, Morosi's fantastic. So I think the way it's going to – I think what we're looking at here is Chris Young – really looks at it like, if I have Eovaldi and DeGrom and I make the postseason, I have a chance.
Yeah.
I think when it gets down to it, those are the only two guys that he would say are completely, unequivocally untouchable. Will not trade either one of those two.
Oh, you're forgetting somebody.
Well, I'm not. I'll get to that in a second. But those two guys are really the linchpins for this entire operation. If they're there, you're there. If they're not there, you're not there. They have those two guys, the top rotation. They can win any playoff series. Morosi said it yesterday. Let's say you're in a wild card series, which is going to be for the Rangers, probably a road series, three games. And let's say you go to New York or Boston or any place, right? Seattle. And you're out there and you're throwing of DeGrom and Eovaldi, you're going to win the best of three. You're going to win that series. So, assuming the pitching can line up like that, right? Assuming that you get the off day. So, those two guys are unequivocally untouchable. But I was talking, I was like, all right, how much of the Pilar comments from a couple of weeks ago ring true? For a refresh, this is on Foul Territory TV, an MLB Network show. It's got like Eric Kratz, AJ Pierzynski is on this. And this is Pillar talking about some of the things that surprised him in his brief stay. He was only here about, you know, a month or so of the season. But in his brief stay, some of the things that surprised him and stood out to him about how tight this Ranger team is.
I thought they would be a little bit tighter as a group. I thought it would be like, you know, kind of like my experience in Atlanta. That was probably one of the tightest groups since, you know, I was in Toronto. It's like everyone just, you know, pulled on the same rope. Everyone wanted to hang out. Everyone wanted to do everything together. Everyone, you know, winning was the most important thing every day. And, you know, when I got in the clubhouse in Texas, there's a lot of talent in there, and there's just a lot of individual stuff going on. A lot of guys are doing their own thing. You might not see people till the game goes on. Guys are kind of just doing their own thing, whether they have their own. And there's not a knock against people that have their own routines, right? Some people, you know, have routines where they do like training room and they do their own stuff in the weight room. You know, they have everything kind of timed out. You know, as you get older in the game, you earn that right to kind of like, this is how I go through my routine.
No BP.
Yeah, not a lot of BP, not a lot of, you know, stretching together. And I just felt like maybe for me just being kind of the outcast, because it's a lot of the same guys there that won the World Series. So maybe I was kind of on the outside. I was kind of looking more of a way to kind of, you know, get in that inner circle. And a lot of that times that comes through, you know, stretch and BP where you're, you know, you talk about things other than baseball. You get to know guys a little bit more. And that would even start, like, in spring training.
All right, so that happened a couple of weeks back, right? We played that. We talked a lot about that. And a couple of years ago, we had talked about in this show how, like, some of the guys, like Seager, has his own hitting instructor, right? He's basically kind of hinting at, you know, like, when he's talking about the guys aren't doing BP – It's Seager that's not doing BP. He doesn't really do batting practice on the field. He has his own thing that he does. Sometimes he's out there. He's out there a little bit more now. They're not taking infield the way that I think the higher-ups would like. And the thing with Seager is that he is a tremendous player, and that works for him. The problem you run into is that when you're a guy of his stature, you're a leader on the team, and young guys follow you.
Right.
So you get guys out there that are up-and-coming players, and it doesn't matter if it's, you know, Adolis isn't really an up-and-coming player, but, you know, if you get a guy like, you know, imagine if Jake DeGrom was never throwing bullpens and Jack Leiter comes up, and Jack Leiter's like, well, what? I want to be Jake DeGrom.
Right.
If he's not throwing a bullpen, why would I throw a bullpen?
Yeah.
Right? So you get some of the younger guys, and you don't want that to...
Like, the habits to be copied. Bad habits.
Bad habits. You don't have to be poisoned, right? Because Corey Seager, let's be fair, he can do whatever the hell he wants. He's Corey Seager.
Yeah.
He's a two-time World Series MVP. He is one of the best shortstop in baseball. And if he doesn't want to take batting practice, go ahead. Right? I don't know how he gets better as an infielder if he's never taken infield, but somehow he's still really, really good. But you cannot have other guys following that
lead.
And I don't know what that means they're going to do, but let's say that they get to the trade deadline and they're still 9.5 back in the division and they're still 4 games back in the wild card and they're still about a game under 500 at the trade deadline. They're not going to add. I don't see them adding without subtracting at the same time. I don't think this team wants to get into the tax again. And if they add, they're probably going to get into the tax again. So would you be okay if they unloaded Seager and got a haul back? And would it have to be a major league player, or would you be cool with a bunch of prospects? Because remember, he has no trade too.
Yeah. What is the goal for the next 2 years? What's my 2-year plan?
2-year plan is to win the World Series in 2 years.
Okay, well then I
and you're going to build that around.
I can't trade Corey Seager then. No one I trade for, especially prospects, are going to help me win the World Series in 2 years.
Yeah, it would have to, let's just say.
You're going to give me a win now player? I mean, who are you going to give me that's as good as Corey Seager or a little bit less?
Well, nobody's going to be as good as Corey Seager. Right. Nobody's going to be as good as Corey Seager.
Yeah.
Let's say you moved him to Toronto for Bo Bichette.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I guess Toronto, and Bo's an expiring contract, so that's a risk. You would have to sign him. Let's say you traded him to
San Diego. AJ knows the Rangers.
Okay, San Diego, you get Xander Bogaerts. Now, Xander Bogaerts has forgotten how to play baseball.
You're not selling me so far.
But
with
San Diego picks up $10 million of his contract.
I mean, that none of that has helped me win the World Series.
You would be a step down in player, but you would basically be gaining $20 million of salary.
Okay.
So you would have San Diego pick up $10 million. You get it down to $15 million a year. Seager's money, what is he making, 30, 35, comes off the books, and now all of a sudden you gain $20 million of salary to give you some relief of the tax, and you go pick up another, you bring Malley back, or you could pick up a couple of depth guys.
Okay, so just reset for me real quick. RJ Choppy, Diamond Cavs, home of the Rangers, here on Sean and RJ, commercial-free, expressway, we got a concert ticket coming up. My brain is frazzled by this topic. Why are we thinking about trading him again? Give me the top three reasons. Just reset this for me. I'm in the Rangers boardroom. Like, why are we talking about this again? Just put it in a nice little bow for me.
Reason number one is flexibility. Reason number two is he does get hurt quite a bit, and he is not. He's playing at the top of his game right now, and he is not going to get younger. I don't think that's allowed.
Yeah,
you get younger.
You wouldn't think that the contract is going to age well, that he's missing basically 40 games over the past two seasons.
You don't want to get stuck in a Simeon situation where, now Marcus is playing well right now, but nobody really thinks that this... I mean, 45 days ago, we were saying, holy crap, we got 3 years left of this contract with Marcus Simeon or whatever it is. And then reason number three is...
Now, are you throwing this out just like I just brainstormed?
Yes.
A DeGrom thing? You're just doing it on the offensive side when I was like, I wasn't reporting. I wasn't saying I heard it. Do you think this is a legit conversation, or are you just throwing this out?
I'm just throwing this out. Yeah. So the third thing is if what Pillar said rings true,
right?
And the individual aspect of this is a problem. Do you really want that to
permeate
throughout the Evan Carters and Wyatt Langford?
Josh Young, Josh Smith.
You want Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford and those guys to flourish.
Yeah.
And what you don't want is what Kevin Pillar's talking about, or what he talked about 2 weeks ago, nobody's taking BP and it's very individuals. I just don't think you want that. I don't think you want that in your clubhouse. And I don't know. that, because we talked about this a couple of years ago when, you know, he was at Corey was on the, you know, he's on the side of the field, down the line, working with his hitting coach. I mean, it's very individual. He can do whatever he wants because he's a all-time great player.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame discussion. It works for him. It doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
Right? It doesn't work for everybody. So, I don't know. I mean, like, is that something you would look to do just to give yourself some more flexibility? The problem that Seager has is Seager's got a no trade. I don't think Seager's going
to
accept.
I think it's a limited no trade to, like, 8 teams. I think that's what I read. He signed 10 for 325. He's making 32 and a half a year.
Like, I would not think that Seager would accept a trade to the Yankees or Mets. I don't see him as a New York guy.
I don't either.
I don't know that he would go to Philadelphia. I think he's a total West Coast dude. And the problem is,
are we sure that someone else is going to trade for this contract?
Oh yeah.
6 years left.
Oh yeah. If you're a team that is looking to win a championship, you absolutely go for Corey Seager. I mean, he is a gamer.
Yeah.
Like, this guy gets into the playoffs, he's instantly the best player on the field. You know, do you want to miss 40 games a year?
I know.
You know, that's the problem. Like, but, you know, like, how well.
The whole thing just makes me uneasy. If you're telling me we're trying. Now, if you want to blow the whole thing up, if you don't make the playoffs this year and you want to trade DeGrom and Eovaldi and Seager, I'm more into that than selling me on trading Seager and staying win now.
It's very difficult to trade him and stay win now. Like,
he's hitting 30 home runs a year.
Boston traded Mookie, right? And that did not work for them. The Dodgers did let Corey walk. Houston let Bregman walk. Houston traded Kyle Tucker. You know, it's not crazy that guys move on, teams move on from players.
Soto.
We just talked about, now the Yankees wanted to sign him, and they didn't, right?
No, but he even left San Diego.
Yeah, they moved on from him.
Bryce.
Who?
Bryce.
Oh, Bryce. Yeah, Washington moved on from him. We just talked about Nat. The Mavs let Nash walk. I mean, they could have signed him. They let him go. So we've seen teams do this, and it's not all for the – it's not all to get better. Like, sometimes you've got to take a step back just for money purposes. So I don't know. This is a tough one. Like, I would not necessarily do it.
What I could see the Rangers doing, and which would really bother me, is getting someone else to get off the money, and then – you better hit a home run with the money you have left. Don't just get off of his money to be cheap and save. That would piss me off.
Yeah, I'd be really upset if they moved him to, like, Toronto and all they got, and they got Bo in return, and Bo walks at the end of the year. Like, that sucks. Now, you would have $30 million to spend, but still, like, that's not, you know, that's not going to help your team at all.
I mean, it could.
I mean, it could. It could, yeah.
$30 million, if you
sign the right guy.
You're paying Seager 30 a year.
Yeah. The problem is that you are making yourself worse. You're basically giving yourself no chance to win this year. You're basically giving yourself less of a chance to win next year, unless you're going to go and just build this rotation and this roster around two pitchers and hope that you get to the postseason. But I know that whatever, if what Pilar said was true, that's a problem.
The thing about baseball and trades that is so dissatisfying as a fan is the prospects are so much more dangerous and so much farther away. In the NBA, I know, for the most part, the play now guy. I've seen him. You know, I can get my arms around him more. In the National Football League, I've seen him. I know the other player. You make this big trade for the 13, prospects, the 12, the 10. I mean, that's frightening.
Frightening.
If you're in this position, if you're trying to win.
Yeah. Now, if you go back and look, like, teams have done a pretty decent job. Like, you go back and look at the top picks in the draft. They've done a pretty decent job of getting better guys now than they used to. It's still scary, and you're never going to get a guy Corey Seager's ilk. So I'd vote probably no.
Yep.
But we got to get to the bottom of, like, how this is affecting, you know, how
you
this
think it's a legitimate issue.
Well, you know, we asked Booney about it. You were here last week or 2 weeks ago. I think you were here. you know, he said he didn't like.
Yeah, but what's he going to say?
Yeah, but he didn't like completely poo-poo it. He was like, yeah, it's just some individual, you know, it's. I've been on tight teams. I've been on not so tight teams. And he's like, it's not really a big deal. And it might not be a big deal.
I want to get more selfish with like win now. I want to have more fun. Win now names are more fun to talk about, you know, so other guys in the 30s that may, I don't know, be expendable. I don't know. I'm just going to throw out some names and you tell me their situation and whether that could entice you for the Rangers. Correa's making 37. Look at Rendon. Rendon's at 38 and a half.
Yeah, that's the issue. You're not going to get a guy.
Oh, let's look. Let's look. Correa's at 37. Trout's at 37. Could you give me Mike Trout and a lot more? people would be ticked off because Trout just waiting to break down. Lindor's at 34. Altuve's not going anywhere. Seager's at 32 and a half. Arenado's at 32. Stan's at 32. No, no. Devers 31. He's not moving again. And still, no.
No, you don't want him.
Alonso's at 30. Vlad Jr., 28 and a half. They just paid him.
Well, that's a steal.
Swanson, 28. Bryce, not going anywhere. Bellinger. Trey Turner's at 27. He's not going anywhere. Chris Bryant. Mookie Betts. Cool. Simeon. Xander. Matt Chapman. Javi Baez. Alex Bregman. So, yeah, there's not a lot of names trying to make salaries match.
No.
NBA-like.
You are you really screwed because you have, of all the names you mentioned, you've got probably the best value.
Yeah.
Right. Of all the names you mentioned,
his
you've got probably the best
value. His contract
looks pretty good. So, yeah, I don't think I would do it. You'd have to blow my socks off.
Tolo Trey said, Diamond Cavs has turned into swoosh Cavs because RJ is turning into Nico. Trying to trade Seager.
Oh man, I don't know. I think trying to trade Jake would cause more vitriol.
Jake DeGrom
or Eovaldi.
Ooh, I would be. I think I'd be more upset trading Seager than. But again, what are you trying to do? What's the plan?
What are you getting?
Yeah,
because Seager's going to bring more back than DeGrom does.
Yes.
Right. Seager will bring a lot more back.
And Jacob DeGrom, in my opinion, is going to play even less than Corey Seager does. But Seager gets hurt too. So there it is. A diamond calf. One calf.
One calf. Singular.
Think about during the commercial-free expressway on your home of the Rangers. Let's hook you up.
That's right, Tolos. Right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Again, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053 wins two tickets to the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
All right. Win the tickets, and if you don't, you're going to get another chance at 9 o'clock. The KNC Masterpiece today doing their show from the Whataburger in Frisco with giveaways and the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.